Why don't you? I mean, if it's the price, I'm sure I can get Dennis too. I'm sure I could. Oh, it's better than having it stuck in the garage there.
I don't think I could even afford to pay for the petrol.
I expect Neil could, though.
Oh, yes, Neil could.
Well?
But then if Neil bought it, wouldn't be mine, would it? Be Neil's.
Well, I suppose so, technically.
Really, it would. I mean, when I get a car, I'll buy it.
Well, I can't say I really see the difference. Still. Did you work before you were married?
Yes. I was a secretary, then a supervisor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in charge of 25 girls at one time.
25, goodness.
I was the youngest supervisor they'd ever appointed. Then I was expecting Darren. I planned to go straight back to work as soon as I'd had him, but didn't work out like that.
No. Well, your priorities change, don't they?
Yes.
You could probably go back now, though, couldn't you, if only part-time?
I'm not sure that going back to supervisor typing pool's really worth the effort, even supposing they'd have me.
Well, no. I expect it's very hard work, too, isn't it? And as you get older, you just...
Yes.
Not that you're old.
No.
Still.
What I'd really like to do is take a degree course.
A degree? You mean as a university?
And then teach, perhaps. I'd like to teach.
Oh, that'd be nice. Teaching would be nice. Younger ones?
No. Older ones.
Oh. Well, I worked in Safeways. We had a really nice lot there when I was there. Really nice. I don't see them much now. Most of them have got married.
You ought to get a job.
Me? Oh. Heavens above.
Do you good.
Oh, my age, you must be joking. Anyway, I'm far too busy for that, and I'm not qualified. You need qualifications these days. I mean, there was a time when I thought it would be nice to work with old folk, you know. But you need to have qualifications for that, to do it properly. Otherwise, you can handle them wrong. I wouldn't want to handle them wrong.
There's nothing to stop you if you really wanted to.
No, I suppose not. No more than you, really.
No.
Come on, Neil. Here I am, then. Here I am. Who wants me?
Oh, there you are.
Here I am. Here comes Taurus the Bull. Well.
Hello.
No, not hello. Happy birthday. Say, happy birthday, Dennis.
Happy birthday, Dennis.
Thank you.
Well, what about some chairs then, Mr. Taurus? We're both standing around here like sore thumbs.
They're in the garage.
Well, can you get them, please?
Oh, dear me, they're not that heavy. Deary me.
Well, get on with you. I'm glad it's not your birthday every day.
Oh, now, be careful what you say to me. We are 2-0 down at half-time. You're looking at a very anxious man.
Oh, sports.
2-0 down.
Really?
Every Saturday afternoon, running, kicking, shooting, jumping. All afternoon.
Oh, you like the wrestling?
I do not like it at all, great flabby thing. Oh, get off, Dennis, get off.
Gonna give us a hand, Neil, there's a good lad.
Right.
I'll just see how Mother's managing, then I'll make the tea.
Oh, well, can I help?
No, you stay here. You might get a chair in a month if you're lucky.
Oh, this damn door.
Why don't you fix it?
I'm going to when I've got a minute.
The up and under's still jammed as well. The electricity man got trapped in there the other day. He had to crawl out through the window.
That'll teach him to read other people's meters. I'm really glad you came round today, Neil. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, that's okay.
Now, where the hell did I put those chairs last year? No, I really appreciate it, and Pam as well. I don't know what it is about birthdays. Some people, you know, they get to our age, they start to forget about them. But I've always, ever since I was a kid, I've always had this special thing about birthdays. Aha, there's one. Yeah, cop hold of that. I suppose one of the reasons is I always had these marvellous birthdays when I was a kid. Marvellous. It's my dad, you know. My father. Yeah, he always made me something. He didn't just buy it, he made it. He'd go in the garage 2 or 3 days before my birthday. Oh, there's a few more. Before my birthday. And I wasn't allowed near. I used to hear him sawing away, hammering and that. Every evening when he was home, while I was lying in bed, and I'd think, what's he making me this year? What's he going to make for me this year? And then, on the morning, he produced something I'd never dreamt of, like a... Well, one year, it was a roundabout. You know, little wooden horses going up and down, all painted, all wood. It's beautiful work. Right, that's it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 chairs, 5 of us. Oi, before you go, don't forget to have another look at your car. 250 quid, it's yours.
Well, you know, I'm...
Nobody else wants it. Won't get it any cheaper. In fact, if you leave it much longer, it'll become a vintage car and start going up again.
Well, I'd buy it, yes. It's Pam, you see. I don't think she... Well, she doesn't like the idea of me buying it for some reason.
Why not? You can afford it, can't you?
Yes, I can afford it. She just doesn't want me to buy it. She wants to buy it.
Just give her the money as a present and let her buy it. What's the difference?
No, it's not that, Dennis. She's odd like that. Ow.
What's the matter?
No, nothing. It's just a slight shoulder pain. I don't know what it is.
Ooh.
No, it's almost as if she resents accepting things from me. Do you see what I mean?
Lucky fella. Save yourself some money.
It's as if she's trying to prove something. I mean, I don't know what it is. That she can do without me or something. And then again, sometimes she's...
What?
Well, very amorous.
Really?
At night time. I wake up and she's grabbing onto me. Digging in with her fingernails, you know.
That's probably what's wrong with your shoulder.
And scratching. I've got a terrible scratch mark.
Wow. Fancy that. She doesn't look the sort.
No.
What do you do?
Well, I say, like, lay off, will you? I'm trying to get some sleep. I mean, it's about 4 a.m. she starts this.
Well, you need your sleep.
I do. I need 8 hours. Oh, by the way, I think that rumour you heard about our house being scheduled for demolition, I think it was right. The bloke next door had heard it too.
Oh. Neil, I've been meaning to ask you. If you were at some time considering buying this car, it occurred to me that you must have a bit of spare capital.
Well, a bit, yeah.
Oh, I was just curious. I hope you don't mind.
No, it was a legacy. I got left it.
Oh, really? Somebody died then?
Yeah, my father.
Oh. What's he doing at the moment?
Well, it's in the bank.
Ah, well. Now, it's just that I heard something the other day. Just between ourselves, there's this bloke who's working for this decorating firm, and he's decided to set up on his own. And he's looking for capital, just to get him started.
Oh, well...
No, yeah, he's a good man. I've known him for years, and he's sharp as they come. He's been slogging his guts out for this lot, finally decided he'd be better on his own. And you know the way these fellas work. I mean, if he leaves, you can bet your bottom dollar he'll take a lot of the best customers with him. But he needs premises, you know, equipment, transport, it all costs money. Now, you can say it'll be a gamble, but to my way of thinking, I wouldn't even call it that.
Well, I don't know. I'm not much of
a... No, quite. But what I'm saying is, if you've got, say, for the sake of argument, £1,000 to spare...
Oh, it's more than that.
More than that. Fair enough. But for the sake of this discussion, let's say £1,000. Now, you can put that £1,000 of yours in the bank, and you can literally watch it depreciating even with the interest. By the time you're 65 or 70, you've got the equivalent of 30 pence. Now, this way, looking at it long term, he expands, you expand. His profits, your profit. You see what I mean? When you come to sell out, you're laughing.
Well, I suppose it's possible.
Look, I'm not trying to talk you into anything. Believe me, it's your money. But I'll tell you what. I'll try and arrange for you to meet this fella, then you can make up your own mind about him. His name's George Spooner, and as I say, he's a good man. You just see what you think.
Okay.
See what you think. He's a first-class workman. He's wonderful. Did you happen to notice our lounge? The lounge in there?
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Not the hall, that was somebody else, but he did the lounge.
Beautiful work. You just have a look at the way that paper hangs when you next go in there.
I will.
He's got terrific pride, is what I like about him. Well, right, are you fit?
Uh-huh.
You take those, I'll take these.
Right.
About time, too.
Patience, patience. Seldom found in woman. Mm. Oh, this looks good. Is mother coming down?
V went to fetch her.
Well, I didn't think she'd miss out. But your chair, madame.
Thank you.
Here's yours, Cecil.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, by the way, while we're alone, just a quick word. How shall I put it? V is a bit, well, I think looking after mother and me and all that, she's tended to get a bit, well, what shall I say, tensed up, all tensed up. There's nothing serious. But if she, you know, drops anything or spills her tea or slips on her ass, anything like that, best to pretend not to notice. Don't laugh or anything.
Why should we laugh?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you felt like laughing.
I won't laugh. If somebody falls over, I don't laugh.
Well, that's fair enough. Fine. No problem. All I'm saying is, if you did feel like laughing.
I won't.
Good. Then you're all right. Kneel then.
I wouldn't laugh.
Great. That just leaves me.
Yeah. Just leaves you.
Good. Well, fine.
Dennis, can you take your mother, please?
Oh, I don't know why we're eating out here, I'm sure. Oh, we'll all be in bed tomorrow.
Here she is. Welcome back to the land of the living.
Oh, we'll all be in bed with pneumonia tomorrow.
No, for tomorrow we die.
You'll be laughing at my funeral, you will. I still haven't forgiven you for that kettle blowing up in my face.
Right, now, which way is the wind?
From over there.
Oh, right. Come on, I'm going to put you over here, Mother. Come on. Here come then. There she goes.
No, it's not. The wind's coming from here, from round here.
Oh, right. All right, well, up here. Come again, Mother. Up we go. That's it. Oh, lovely. There we are. There.
Sit down. No, Dennis. Put her round here. She'll be out of the wind.
I can't sit in the wind. I'm sorry.
You're not going to, Mother.
Come on then, Mother.
Dennis is putting you there. Put her there, Dennis. You know, over there by the flower tub.
I am putting her there.
Yes, that's right. Put her there. All right, then. Sit down. Neil, help yourself.
Right.
We'll put the birthday boy here.
Fine.
Ah, it really is nice, isn't it? I never thought we'd be able to.
It's very mild.
Could you pass me the cups, dear?
Coming up.
Just as it comes for you, Pam.
Please.
I'll have to have mine weak.
Yes, you'll get it weak, Mother. Just a minute.
Well, this is a nice spread. Very nice. Is this you, V, or Mother?
I did this. Have a sandwich, Neil.
Yes, I'll stick to the fish paste, if you don't mind.
Oh, sorry. No cucumber for you, Neil.
Here, watch the plate.
Oh, I've got it.
Paste sandwich, Neil?
Oh, thanks very much, Vera.
Eat it slowly, Neil.
Sorry.
Pam, sandwich.
Thank you.
I'll just help myself, shall I?
Where's his cake?
What?
Where's Dennis's cake?
Oh!
We didn't make one this year, Mother, did we?
Dennis always has a cake.
Yes, but you've been ill, Mother, remember?
Oh. Well, you could have made him a cake, Vera.
It doesn't matter, Ma.
She could have made you a cake.
You know what I'm like with cakes, and I can't do all that icing like you do. I just get it all over everything. We should have asked Mrs. Mandelson.
You don't need to ask anyone how to ice a cake.
Well, I can't do it.
Nor can I.
It's all right, Mother, it's all right.
Neil, sandwich?
No, thank you.
Pam?
Thank you.
Dennis?
Thank you, love.
What about your mother?
Ever since he was a little boy, he's always had his cake. Even when your father was dying, Dennis, I still made you your cake.
Yes, marvellous they were too, Mother, marvellous.
Five cups, right, so that's one, two, three, four, five, and... Oh, damn the sugar. Oh, gosh, that is hot, isn't it?
Remember when you were in the army? I parcelled them up and I sent them to you overseas.
Yes, well, I'm very sorry.
Well, I think the least you could have done, Vera, is to make him a cake. It's really very thoughtless to forget all about this having a cake.
Will someone take this cup, please? Will someone please take this cup from me?
Here. All right.
Would you like a sandwich, Mrs...
Yes.
Might as well have a sandwich. Seeing as she hasn't made a cake.
Oh. God.
Oh, it's all right, I'll do it. Don't move, V. You'll have it all over everything.
I'm sorry.
No damage.
No, can I help?
No, please don't.
Well, if I held this...
Please, Neil, leave it to me.
All right. I was only trying to help. I'll have a sandwich. I'll keep my mouth shut in future. Oh.
What?
It's cucumber.
If she says one more word about that bloody cake...
There we are, all mopped up now.
Thank you, Pam.
Oh, dear. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Dennis. Happy birthday.
Oh, God.
To me.
You see, my trouble, I mean, Pam's trouble is this. I think we both expect things to be to the other one. Do you get me?
Uh-huh.
See, I suppose it's nature, really, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a lovely bit of wood, this.
Yeah. See, you have your opposites like this. So this is like a magnet, only with people. They get demagnetized after a bit. I honestly think Pam and me have reached the end of the road. I'm saying, Dennis, I think we've reached the end of the road, Pam and me.
Oh.
It's a terrible thing to say. She's drinking as well, you know. I'm the cause of that.
Oh, I shouldn't think so. Does that look level to you?
Yeah, looks it. See, I've reached a crossroads, you see, Dennis.
I've mislaid the spirit level.
Suddenly, I've got to decide. I've got to make decisions. That's not something that comes very easily to me. Frankly, I find it difficult to make decisions. That is truly what gets Pam. Decide, she says. You decide. She admires strength, Dennis. I think she admires you, actually.
Oh, does she? That's nice.
Women need a rock, you see, a rock. Trouble is, I'm a bloody marshmallow. Weakness in a man, that's something a woman can never respect. Even today, with all this equality, she still expects to find in a man someone she can rely on in her life. And if that man doesn't stand up to the test, God help him.
True.
Well, you can't say I haven't tried. Anyway, she's given up clawing me to death in the night. You can't say I haven't tried.
No.
I mean, this business with George Spooner, that's a start, isn't it? I decided that myself. I said, right, if Dennis says he's okay, he's okay.
He's okay, is George Spooner.
So I didn't even ask her, I just did it. I drew out the money from the bank, handed it to him, and I said, there you are, George. There's 3,500 quid. Get on with it. Do your worst.
You won't be sorry.
I know that. I know that. I liked him. I liked old George.
The only way you'll lose your money with him is if he drops dead from overwork.
That's what I told Pam.
What did she say?
She said I was an idiot. You idiot, she said.
We'll see, won't we?
We will. We'll see about that. Did I tell you she's drinking? I can always tell when she's drinking. She gets very abusive.
Oh, well, blows over. Just needs a bit of sandpapering.
Vera's looking better.
Oh, she is. She's a lot better. Getting better every day. Once she and Mother can bury the hatchet, we'll be laughing.
Are they still...
Not talking at all.
Really?
Well, actually, it's Vera who's not talking to Mother. Mother comes in one door, Vera goes out the other. Ridiculous. Been going on for weeks. I said to him, look, girls, just sit down and have a laugh about it. It's only one life, you know. It's all you've got. One life. Laugh and enjoy it while you can. Probably all be dead tomorrow, so what's the difference? Do they listen to me? Do they help? Well, that's not bad. It's not bad at all.
I took your advice, by the way. I went to the doctor.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
And?
He said there was nothing wrong with me.
Oh, good. That must be a relief.
Trouble is, can I believe him? Is he saying that genuinely, or is he saying there's something wrong with me, but it's so wrong there's no point in telling me?
I don't think they do that sort of thing.
They do, Dennis. I have that on very good authority. They do just that.
Well, I'd look on the bright side.
Yeah, yeah, quite right. I had confirmation about our house this morning.
Oh, really?
It's definitely listed for demolition, they reckon, in about a year.
Well, they'll rehouse you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll get rehoused. If we're still together.
Well, there you are, the nice new house, nothing wrong with that.
No, no, true. God, sometimes I feel like jumping off a bridge, Dennis.
Oh, come on, cheer up. It's your birthday.
If I wasn't able to come along and talk to you like this, I think I'd have gone and done away with myself long before this.
Well, there we are.
Very good.
Now we'll see who's the joiner in this family. I'll show her.
That your mother's birthday present, is it?
Yes, needlework box. Oh,
thanks for the tie, by the way. Very nice.
Oh, glad you liked it. Mother chose it, actually.
Oh. Well, it's very nice. Good taste.
Yeah, she has. Now then, what's next? Oh, happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you see, just between ourselves, I'm rigging up a little surprise for Mother. Father always used to do that. Always had some little surprise for her on her birthday. I try and keep up the tradition.
Is that what those are for?
The lights? Yeah, yeah, just a little touch. Had them left over from a barbecue. Look, I'll switch them on. Oh, not working. Something wrong. Yeah, I'll check those. Oh, yes, look, some of those bulbs are missing. Steps, step ladder. Oh, yeah, here it is.
Of course, one of the problems is what to do with little Darren.
When's that?
When Pam and I separate.
Oh, what'd she give you, by the way?
What?
For your birthday, what did Pam give you?
Oh, I don't think she really had time. She's got her hands full with Darren at the moment.
There's a square box here somewhere with some coloured bulbs. Can you see if you can see them?
Hey, you two, open up.
Hey, just a minute, just a minute. Quick, sling us that cloth.
Hey?
To cover this up, quick.
Open up.
Right, open up. I'll give it a shove. I must fix that. And then the other one come to that.
What are you doing out here, for heaven's sake?
Hello, hello. Here's trouble. Aha! A box of bulbs. These are they.
Just what do you think you're doing?
How do you mean?
Well, we're all sat in there twiddling our thumbs waiting for you. What's going on?
Surprises, surprises.
Just getting things ready, that's all.
And what are we supposed to do in the meanwhile? I mean, there's V and me in the kitchen, and Marjorie's sitting on her own in the sitting room, because V won't go in there if she's in there, and we're all having a marvellous time. I thought this was supposed to be a birthday party.
Well, don't look at me.
I am looking at you. I want you to come in there and socialise.
All right, all right.
Could you pass me one of those bulbs, please, from the box?
Okay, I'll be in a minute.
No, Neil, I mean now, right now.
Tom.
Look, I can't at the moment, Pam.
I don't care what you're doing. I'm not sitting in there for another half hour.
Look, don't keep on, Pam. For God's sake, don't keep on. I've had it up to here.
And another one, please.
Don't you start that one. You know what happens if you start that one.
Oh, I know, I know.
Bulb, bulb, bulb.
Well, just you remember, you have absolutely no right to complain about anything ever. You've handed over total responsibility to me. You have forfeited any right to say anything ever again.
What the hell are you going on about?
Another bulb, s'il vous plaît.
You have left me to deal with the running of the house entirely. You have left me to bring up your child. What? And you have left me to nurse mother on my own.
I don't know how you can say that.
Because it's true, my love. That is why I can say it.
No, it's not true.
Could somebody steady the steps, please?
It just isn't true at all.
Of course it's bloody true.
Don't swear, Pam. Every time you get angry, you start swearing.
I'll do more than bloody swear in a minute if you don't come straight in there with me this instant.
Look, steady, steady. I'll fall off in a minute.
Well, don't do that with the steps, Pam. You'll fall off them.
Serve them right if he did.
Oi, oi, do you mind?
Pam, you'll fall off the steps.
Dennis?
Hello there.
Dennis, will you please come down at once? Come into the house, go into the sitting room and ask your mother, ever so nicely, if she would mind turning down the television.
Well, can't you ask yourself, love her, Mum?
I have asked her. Twice I have asked her. She has taken not a blind bit of notice. In fact, I think she's actually turned it up. Do I have to remind you, Dennis, that there is a small baby next door?
Yes, all right,
all
right.
Who is very probably asleep.
Would somebody go and turn the television down, please?
I'll go.
No! I want Dennis to go. It's his mother. He can cope with her. I want him to see what she's like.
How can I go? I'm up a ladder.
It's all right. I'll go.
What are you doing, Dennis? Will you please tell me what you are doing out here?
I'm just fixing up a little surprise, that's all, like I always do.
Surprise?
For Mother's birthday, love. It's her birthday.
Oh, God, don't remind me. 67 today. I don't look 67. Do I, Dennis? Everyone was amazed when they heard I was 67.
Look, look, look. V, come on now. Calm down.
And the
calm
butcher,
down.
He said, oh, are you 67, Mrs. Crowthorne? I would never have guessed.
V, listen, listen. It's her birthday. It's only once a year. Now, go on. Go on in there. Give her a smile. It's all she wants. Just a smile. Say, happy birthday, Mother. Give her a little drink.
She doesn't need a little drink. She's already downed half a bottle.
Vera, now, Vera, come on. Come on, love, for me.
Oh, God, Dennis, you just... You don't...
Now, what is it? What don't I do?
You don't... Look, would you mind very much, Neil?
Eh?
Could you find somewhere else to go just for a minute?
Oh, right.
He's all right, he's all right.
No, he is not all right.
It's all right, I'm going.
Thanks, Neil, thanks. Now, V, what's the trouble?
It's just...
I'll shut the door, shall I?
Thank you, Neil.
It's just... I think I need some help, Dennis.
How do you mean, help?
From you. I don't think I can manage much longer unless I get your help.
Help? What way? With Mother? Do you mean with Mother?
Partly. No, not just her. You never seem to be here, Dennis.
What do you mean? I'm here? I'm home as much as most men. Probably more than most men.
Yes, but then you're out here, aren't you?
Not all the time.
Most of the time.
Well, I'm doing things for the house. I mean, you're welcome to come out here too. Nothing to stop you if you want to talk. Talk things over.
But we've got a home, Dennis. I spend all day trying to make it nice. I don't want to spend the evening sitting in a garage.
Oh, come on.
I mean, what's the point of my doing everything? I mean, what's the point? I need help, Dennis.
Yes, but don't you see? You're not being clear, V. You say help. What sort of help do you mean?
Just help. From you.
Yes, well, look. I'll tell you what. When you've got a moment, why don't you sit down, get a bit of paper, and just make a little list of all the things you'd like me to help you with. Things you'd like me to do. Things that need mending or fixing. Then we could talk about them and see what I can do to help. Right? How about that, V? All right. Does that suit you? V? V? V?
She's gone inside.
Oh, well. All this house needs, Neil, is a little bit of understanding and a little bit more of people being able to laugh at themselves. That's all it needs. Sounds simple enough, doesn't it? But when I think of the times I've said it and the times it's... Steady the ladder!
Sorry.
Oh, oh blimey. Nearly went that time. Yeah, well, one more bulb.
One more bulb coming up.
Now, I'm going to need you for the cake, Neil.
Cake?
Yeah. Now, this is what happens. I want you, if you would, to wait in the kitchen. I've hidden Mother's cake on the top of the shelf over the fridge. It's in a big maroon tin. Now, I'll call Mother out here. Soon as she's through the kitchen, out with the cake and light the candles. Now, she walks in here. Now, I'll be hiding here, you see. Now, as soon as she's through that door, I'll give you your signal. That'll be one long blast on the horn, okay? At the same moment, I'm going to jump up. Happy birthday, Mother. And meanwhile, you've come in behind her with a cake, if you like, singing happy birthday, dear Marjorie, or something. And if you can manage it, switching on these lights from here, you see? And at the same moment, V and Pam also come out of hiding. And you just watch Mother's face. It'll be a picture. It'll be a real study.
You're very fond of your mother, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. Well, I suppose I am, yeah. I have to admit it. Well, she's got her faults. She like V, you know. She gets a bee in her bonnet about things. But you can soon joke her out of it. Easy as that.
Where do you keep your dustbins in this place?
Around the side. They are just behind you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. Been a mishap.
Just a little one. One or two glasses. Nothing serious. Hello, dearest.
You all right?
Fine, dearest. Fine.
Right.
Getting very hungry. Is there any chance of eating soon?
Yeah, we're nearly all set.
What have you been doing?
Never mind, you'll see, eh, Neil?
As long as you haven't persuaded him to give away any more money.
Look, it was my money.
Oh, quiet, quiet.
Not unless he still wants to buy the car.
He can't afford it now anyway.
Oh, look, Pam, please.
Go to hell.
Neil, would you mind... Oh, was he gone?
Afraid so.
Oh, well, perhaps you wouldn't mind, Pam. I just want to clear a bit of space in here. Could you pass me that box?
This one?
Tar.
You'll really have to do something about those two, you know.
Who do you mean?
Your wife and your mother.
Oh, well. It's a traditional problem, really, isn't it? Nothing much you can do. They rub along.
They do not rub along.
Oh, well, no, not just at present, no. But these rows happen. You haven't seen us normally, Pam. I can tell you, there were times in the past when we three, we've sat around in there and we've laughed and pulled each other's legs about things, you'd be amazed.
I would. You want this one?
Yeah, if you would, thank you.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Yes, fine. You ever going to sell this car?
Well, frankly, nobody seems interested. And then I thought, well, could be that in a few months, V might get it into her head to want to start driving again. I mean, the way things are going, she might. I mean, in general terms, she's getting better every day.
What exactly was wrong with her?
Oh, well, she got these very gloomy depressions. You know, nothing was right. She got very jittery, so she went to see this doctor, psychiatrist, and he said primarily she was just to take it easier. She wanted to rush at things. And she went on seeing him for a couple of months, and she seemed to be feeling better, and she just stopped going. I mean, I think we got the message.
All V needs is a happy family atmosphere. To feel she has a home about her.
Could be. Good old Dennis.
Beg your pardon?
May I have some of this wine?
Oh, help yourself, help yourself.
I must say, you're very resilient. I think I'd have given up years ago.
Given up what?
Trying to spread jolly cheer.
Well, smile costs nothing, does it?
True, true. Could you jolly me up, please, Dennis?
You? You're all right, aren't you?
Amazingly enough, no.
All right. You tell me your problem. I'll sort it out.
Well, here am I constantly being reminded by this avalanche of birthdays we all seem to be having that I'm no longer as young as I'd like to be.
Well, what does that mean, eh? For a start, what's that supposed to mean?
I feel old, Dennis. Old. Unfulfilled. Frustrated. Unattractive. Dull. Washed out. Undesirable. You name it. And I've got absolutely nothing to look forward to. How about that to be getting on with?
Well, for a start, you've got your kid. What about your little boy?
He'll soon go. As soon as he's strong enough to walk, he'll be gone.
Well, there's Neil.
Next.
No, wait. You can't just say that. What about Neil?
I don't really look forward to Neil as much as I used to, Dennis.
Really?
Really and truly.
Oh, well then. I don't know.
Do you know what it's like, Dennis? To feel undesirable?
No, can't say as I do.
That's what he's done to me.
What? Sorry, who's this? We're still talking about Neil, are we?
He's made me feel ashamed. Now, why should I be made to feel ashamed?
Depends what you've been up to, eh?
He hasn't even paid me the compliment of going after another woman. I mean, I could accept that just about. But to be frozen out, as if I was unnatural, you know, some sort of freak. It isn't me, is it? It's him.
Neil?
There's something wrong with him.
Health worries, you mean?
That man's destroying me. He is systematically destroying me. I was the youngest supervisor they'd ever had. I had prospects, they told me. Prospects. They were grooming me for something bigger. That's what they told me when I left.
Is that a fact?
They had their eye on me. They said so.
Oh, very good. You must have made an impression. Good.
You don't find me undesirable, Dennis, do you?
Well, now remember, I'm a married man.
Presumably you've still got feelings.
Not if I can open my oven. No. You're very attractive. I'm perfectly sure in another life, assuming such a thing existed, that you very probably attract me. I'd go so far as to say I'd probably fancy you.
Then why the hell doesn't Neil?
What?
Fancy me or whatever you call it.
Well, he possibly does. In fact, I'm sure he possibly does. But listen, Pam, when you get to our age, you have to slow down. We all do. I mean, I would do things 10 years ago I can't do now. I used to be able to play 45 minutes each way, football down the road there. Couldn't do it now to save my life. Same with you, same with Neil. You need to adjust.
It is the age then, you think?
It's probably nothing more than that. Is that any help at all?
I'm sorry, Dennis. You're not doing a very good job. I'm still very depressed.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, what do you want? Want me to do a funny dance for you or something?
Oh, yes, please. Do a funny dance.
No. I mean, seriously. Seriously, I can't cheer you up unless you're serious about it.
Perhaps I should have said yes to the car.
Well, the offer's still open. 200 quid.
I can't afford 200 pence, Dennis. I used to have some money. Quite a lot of money, actually, that I'd saved. But now I'm a housewife, so I'm not allowed to have any. And I spent all my money on curtains and pillowcases and lavatory brushes.
Pam, what are you doing in the car?
Vroom, vroom.
Runs well.
Fasten your seatbelts, Dennis. Start her up.
I haven't got the keys.
Start her up up, let's slip away.
No, the garage door's still stuck, you see. I'm really.
Come on, Dennis, start her off.
No, you can't, not in the garage, not with the door shut. You all right? Yeah, Pam. Now, come on, Pam.
Whoa, Dennis! Whoa.
What is it?
Oh, I think I'm going to be car sick.
Now, hold on, not on the upholstery. I'll help you out. Hang on.
Oh, God.
Come on, I'll get in with you. There we are, done. Oh, dear.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Oh, the seatbelt.
Come on, you're all right. Now, look, it's
just
a seatbelt.
It's stuck under my arm.
Get that seatbelt off you. Oh, you're all caught up in it. Yeah. Get your arm out of the sweater. That's right. Now, come on. Oh, blimey, O'Reilly. Come on, Pam.
Say what you like, Dennis. I'm not sitting in there any longer. I want my surprise.
Oh, mother, look.
Dennis?
Could you give me a hand, please?
Dennis, you naughty boy.
Mother, please.
It's all right, Dennis, all right. I've seen nothing. Oh. You needn't worry.
Mother, come on. Oh, Pam, look.
Seatbelt.
I know, but
Dennis,
if I'm trying to get
to... It's all right, Neil. There's no one in
that's
there.
Right.
What do you mean? Dennis is in there?
No, Dennis is not in there, Neil. I would prefer you to...
Look, will somebody come and help?
I forbid you to go in there,
Neil. Just get out of my way.
I will not have my
and
son unjustly
get out
accused.
Of your way.
All right, on your own head,
Dennis. I'm sorry.
Oh, V, will you come and give us a hand?
I told you not to come in. Serve you right. There are certain things it's best a wife shouldn't know about.
Oh, you poisonous old woman. You're loving this, aren't you? It's what you really wanted all along, wasn't it? For Dennis to go off with someone to break up my home.
I don't know what you're talking about. Vera, you're being
most offensive. Oh, you nasty old toad. You've always hated me. You've always wanted my home.
Now, Vera.
I don't know what's come over you.
Oh, I'd love to sandpaper your rotten face. Vera!
Now, girls. Jenny, girls. Now, V. V.
I'm gonna fight.
I want you to stop that. I want you to put that drill down. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marjorie.
There. That didn't take long, did it? I think I've got everything we need. Except that soup. I couldn't get your soup, V. I had to get another salt, but the man said it was just as good. Just as good. Now, are you sure you're warm enough out here in the cold on your own?
Yes.
Well, as long as you don't die of exposure on us, I'm not having that, see? I could get Mother to bring you out a hot water bottle. I mean, if you insist on sitting out here. Very crowded in town today. Saturday morning, I suppose. Oh, V, now this will interest you. Listen to this. I heard something today. You remember old Spooner? George Spooner, you remember? The man who did our sitting room? Well, guess what's happened? He's run off. With his secretary from his office. Drawn out all the money and done a bunk. Left his wife, his business, everything. What about that, eh? Would you credit him? Nobody knows where they've gone. All those poor people with half their wallpaper hanging off. Eh? Poor old Neil, though. Ooh, there goes his money. Well, we live and learn. Old George Spooner. I'd have laid my life on the line for George Spooner.
Dennis! Oh, Dennis, you're back. Did you get on all right?
I think so, Mother. I can cope with a bit of shopping without falling down, you know.
Oh, well, knowing you. How is she?
She seems all right.
Long as she's warm enough. If only she'd stay in the house, I'd feel happier. I could keep more of an eye on her. She won't have it. She doesn't like it. She gets so fidgety and restless.
Well, maybe the fresh air will help her along.
Did you get her soup?
Yes, we're well stocked up now.
I'll try with some at lunchtime. She had her Rice Krispies this morning, so she's not doing so badly, are you, dear? Hey? Would you like to take those through to the kitchen, Dennis?
Will do, will do.
You must be nearly ready for your lunch.
Well, I wouldn't say no to that, Mother.
I've got you a nice chop.
Lovely. Yum, yum.
Now, you're positive you're warm enough, eh, Vera? Hey? Oh, I'll tuck you in, eh? Nice and tight. That's better. Now, you just sit there quietly. You've no need to worry, do you hear? Dennis is being taken good care of. I'll see to him. You just look after yourself. We just want to see you get better. You know what Dennis has made for me? He's made me a little table. Nice little bedside table. You know I've always needed one. And he mended my lamp. Wasn't that kind? Hey? You going to have a little soup for your lunch? Hey? Vera? Little soup? Would you like a bowl of soup? Oh, well. I expect you'll tell us if you want anything. I'll be back in a minute, dear. Dennis, dear, put the kettle on, will you?
Just a sec, front door.
Oh, front door. Front door, Vera. Wonder who that can be.
Guess who, then?
Well, fancy that. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
We haven't seen you for ages, have we?
No,
haven't been avoiding us, have you?
No, not really.
How's your mother?
Oh, much the same.
That's good. Come to see the patient?
If we could.
She's just round there in the sun. I'll make us a cup of coffee, shall I, Dennis?
Lovely, lovely, Mother.
Won't be a moment.
Well, this is nice. Nice surprise.
Well, we thought we'd...
How's V?
Well, in point of fact, she's a lot better. She's making giant strides. Doctor's delighted. He's over the moon about her. Here we are, V. V, love. Look who's come to see you. Pam and Neil. V, come to see you.
Hello, V.
Hello.
Say hello, V. Say hello. Hello.
Hello.
There you are, you see. There you are.
Well, that is progress.
Certainly is. I mean, the last time you saw her, I don't honestly, to be absolutely frank, think she knew who you were. So, you see, she's coming along.
Oh, yes.
I mean, yesterday, there was a breakthrough, an absolute breakthrough. She had what? She had 2 good full bowls of soup. Now, that means her appetite is returning, which is a very good sign. 2 good bowls she had.
Is she all right out here? It's quite cold.
Ah, well, quite. But when she's in the house, she only frets.
She what?
Frets. Starts fretting. She seems to be happier out here. I mean, we'd sooner she was in than sitting out here exposed to all the elements. I'd be happier. I think we'd all be happier if she was undercover.
I'd have thought she ought to have been undercover.
Right.
What's the doctor say?
Well, just go along with her wishes. That's what it boiled down to. Good old rest is all she needs. I mean, we talked round the possibility of her, you know, going into a hospital, but on balance, we decided that the home environment would probably do more for her in the long run. She always hated going away. Hated it. Never enjoyed hotels, that sort of thing. Always at her happiest at home. Home's where she belongs.
Yes, I'd have thought so.
Of course, at the moment, she is very much in herself.
Yes, yes.
The doctor was explaining a mental injury, which is what V's got, is not unlike, in many ways, a normal physical injury. Like, say, cutting your hand. It takes time to heal, knit together again, you see? It's the same with her mind. It's what it's doing now. It's knitting together.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's amazing.
It's a miracle of engineering, the mind.
True, true. Mind you, to her advantage, she's always been a very fit woman. She's physically very strong. She had a good home background, you see. Paid off.
Ah.
Yeah, I'll let you into a secret, shall I? You know how old she is today? I know she wouldn't mind me telling you.
Oh,
was it her birthday?
Yeah, yeah, but have a guess how old. You'll never guess. She's 42.
Really?
Good gracious.
Yeah, I mean, you'd never have guessed that now, would you?
No.
She's lucky, she's got very good bone structure.
She was a lovely girl.
Must have been.
Vera? V? V.
Does she say much, then?
No, not really, no. She says yes, occasionally, and no, that sort of thing. And you can get her to say hello if you work on it. I mean, she can understand you. She can understand what we're saying now.
V.
I wouldn't bother Pam. I really wouldn't. Neil. I've just heard about George Spooner.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm still absolutely amazed. I don't mind saying. I mean, he didn't just look the type, did he? Rashing off like that? With his secretary, was it?
I understand so, yes.
Well,
yes.
They're bound to catch up with him. Bound to in the end. I suppose you'll have dropped a bit then.
I dropped a lot, actually.
Oh. Well, it seems like Pam was right for once, eh, Pam?
Nothing to do with me.
No, you could really have knocked me down with a... George Spooner. But you know the most unbelievable thing of all? What I really can't understand? He was a Capricorn.
Oh.
Capricorns just don't do that sort of thing. It's not in their nature. As a matter of fact, talking of rumours, I'd heard that you both separated. Shows how much you can rely on rumours. Don't know where I heard that.
From your mother, probably.
Oh.
Who got it from mine.
Oh.
We did separate for about a week.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
But we're sort of together again now. Temporarily, anyway. You see, we felt that Pam needed to get qualified before she could really start out on her own. What with Darren and that, so she'll be probably working on her qualifications for a bit.
You'll need qualifications.
She will.
What are you planning to do then?
Well, I was considering public relations.
Oh.
I thought you said you were going into the prison service.
That was a joke.
Oh.
Just between ourselves, I'm glad you came round, actually. I was going to give you a ring. That car of V's, the one you were interested in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, V obviously won't be up to driving it for quite some time, and, it's just lying there, going to waste, really. So I wondered if you'd care to have it. I know V would like you to have it.
Well.
I don't think so, thank you.
I mean, as a gift, you know.
I don't think we'll be needing a car.
Oh.
Thanks anyway.
Well, if you do change your mind.
Thanks.
Hey, guess what I did last Saturday?
What?
I fixed those garage doors. What about that?
I don't believe it.
I didn't have much choice. I had Mother after me.
Oh, I see.
Oh, there she goes. All right, Mother.
She's looking well these days.
Oh, she's on top form at the moment. Wonderful. 67, you know.
Very good.
Coffee up.
All right, Mother, I'll take them. Well, we're going to have it out here then. It's a bit chilly.
Well, yes, it is, but what about the...
Oh, my word, yes, I nearly forgot. It's a good job you did come round today, you two, bearing in mind who's 21 today, eh? Old Aquarius here. Look, look, Mother's made her a little cake. See?
Oh.
It's only a little one. Just a token.
There's no point in doing any more. She wouldn't really appreciate it. It's a good job you remembered, Mother.
Oh, somebody's got to remember your wife's birthday.
See? Can you see? Mother's made you a little cake, see? Just to prove we haven't forgotten you. I think she knows. I think she does.
I don't know how she can sit out in this wind.
Oh, we can't keep her in the house, can we? Wouldn't you like to come back in the warm, V? Be tucked up at home, eh? Wouldn't that be nicer?
No.
No?
No. She's still disoriented, you see.
Pam, coffee?
Thanks.
Neil, that's yours. No sugar, is that right?
Ah, thank you.
And Dennis, that's sugar, Dennis.
Thank you, Mum. Well, happy birthday to V, eh?
V,
happy birthday, V.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Vera. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to me.
This concludes our presentation of Just Between Ourselves by Alan Aitkorn. The cast in alphabetical order was Gia Carides as Pam, Ken Danziger as Dennis, Judy Geeson as Vera, Miriam Margulies as Marjorie, and Alfred Molina as Nia. Directed by Waris Hussein. Produced for radio by Raymond Guana. Foley artist and stage manager, Jody Riskowitz. Associate producer, Susan Robb. Executive producer, Susan Albert Lowenberg. LA Theatre Works presents Living Together by Alan Aitkorn, starring Rosalind Ayers, Ken Danziger, Carolyn Seymour, Martin Jarvis, Christopher Neame, and Jane Leaves. In the second battle of Alan Aitkorn's celebrated trilogy, The Norman Conquests, we rejoin the family weekend, this time hearing the events in the living room, where Norman gets drunk on homemade dandelion wine and utter chaos is unleashed. Norman exercises his merry brand of manipulative charm on the hapless guests, and even his most formidable opponents go down in defeat on the drawing room rug. And now, take your seat. Curtain going up for Living Together by Alan Aitkorn.
Sarah, two suitcases, one pile of magazines for Mother. Well, come on. Where is she then? Where's Annie? Where's my little sister?
Shush, Reg. Mother's resting.
Oh. Look out there. We ought to cut down the vegetation in the tennis court and have a game, Norman. You fancy a game?
I hate tennis.
I thought you were in a hurry to go somewhere, Norman.
Not at all.
Yes, I thought you said you had a librarian's conference.
It's been cancelled.
When?
About 10 seconds ago, due to lack of interest.
Funny lot, these librarians. Now, where's Annie, do you know?
She's in there, in the dining room.
Ah, right.
Wait, Reg.
Why?
She's busy. Tom's in there with her, having a talk.
She can talk to Tom any time. I've come all the way to see her, Sarah.
Wait.
What made her change her mind about going? I mean, I thought the idea was we came down here, nurse Mother for the weekend, and Annie went off somewhere and had a good time. No point in us being here now, is there? Might as well not have come. Not that I mind. Nice to be in the country. Beautiful evening. No kids.
Where did you pack that present for Mother? Which case?
What present?
The bed jacket. The blue bed jacket. It was wrapped in tissue. Where is it?
Never set eyes on it.
What's all this you've packed?
My board game.
Why did you want to bring it down here?
Well, I thought there might be someone around. We could try it out. I've invented it. I want to try it out. I mean, the kids won't play it with me. You won't play it with me. How do I know if it works if no one will play it? Norman can play.
Aye?
We can play on the coffee table.
I should think Norman's had enough of games, haven't you, Norman?
Aye?
Anyway, Norman's going in a minute, aren't you, Norman?
What's all this? What's going on between you two?
I'll tell you later.
Ah, yes. Well, if you're planning an affair, let me know and I'll book my holiday. There we are.
Oh, well, that's that. No present for Mother. You've forgotten to pack it. Oh, well. I'll give her these magazines and tell her we'll send the bed jacket on to her. It took me ages to make that. If you knew how I hated knitting.
We do. We know. We sat around all winter watching her with bated breath. One drop stitch and you could say goodbye to your supper. Hey, one of my little men's missing.
Oh, my God.
I've lost my chief superintendent. Oh, is he at the bottom of the suitcase?
I have no idea. Our house is littered with little men.
And she's complaining.
You're very pensive, Norman.
I'm wondering which is the cleanest and quickest way to finish myself off.
Well, don't get married. That's long and messy. Aha! There it is. Oh, the chief superintendent in person. Nearly had a nasty accident. Got himself tangled up in a nasty web of blue woolly... Oh.
Give that bed jacket to me.
It was there all the time. Just needed a good copper to find it. Well done, Superintendent.
Would you mind taking these cases upstairs, Reg?
My pleasure.
And don't wake Mother if she's dozing.
Oh, I'll go and say hello to Annie first.
I've told you, she's...
I haven't seen her for 3 months. She's my sister. I want to say hello.
She and Thomas...
Oh, to blazes with Tom.
Norman, it's no good sitting there looking sorry for yourself. I'm appalled at you. I really am.
Jealous?
Oh, don't be disgusting. Annie, of all people, how could you? What on earth made you do it?
I haven't done anything.
Annie has told me everything.